愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在。
May the grace of God always be with you.
我们继续来查考几个列王。
Let's continue studying some of the kings.
我们来看列王记上的二十一章。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 21.
我们把红线夹在列王记上的二十一章。
Let's put our bookmarks here at 1 Kings 21.
列王记上的二十一章二十节。
1 Kings chapter 21 verse 20.
二十一章二十节。
21 verse 20.
请你读。
20. So Ahab said to Elijah, Have you found me, O my enemy? And he answered, I have found you, because you have sold yourself to do evil in the sight of the Lord.
亚哈王在以色列国是一个非常有名的王。
In the kingdom of Israel, Ahab is a well-known king.
因为圣经上讲说没有一个人做恶事像亚哈一样。
Because the Bible says that there was no man who had done such evil as King Ahab.
那圣经上特别形容他把自己给卖了。
And the Bible specifically says that Ahab sold himself.
如果从一个人格特色来看呢，小弟觉得亚哈是一个爱大自然的人。
If you look at from the perspective of his own character, I believe Ahab is somebody who loved greatness.
大自然 nature. 所以他很喜欢种菜。
I'm sorry, he really enjoyed nature. He liked planting crops.
我们相信我们在座的有的人也喜欢种菜。
I believe some of you also like planting some things.
这是热爱生命的一种工作。
And this is a work that shows that you love life.
尤其当你不需要钱的时候，你又对生命有热爱你会喜欢看生命的成长。
Because then you like to see how life grows.
我所以每次读到亚哈王有菜园，我就想到陶渊明先生啊。
And so every time I see Ahab,
中国人的一个学者啊。
I read about how he planted something. I think about a Chinese scholar.
他说他采菊东篱下，悠然见南山呐、就是在这个篱的东边呐、采菊呀、采菊花，那很这个悠哉悠哉的看着南山呐、
Say about.It would talk about how he would plant orange seeds and orange groves.
圣经上也谈到说，敌人对亚哈王讲说，听说以色列的王都是仁慈的王。
The Bible also says that an enemy once said to Ahab that I've heard that all the kings of Israel are nice, merciful kings.
所以我们知道，在敌人的眼中，亚哈也是一个很仁慈的人。
And so we know that in the eyes of his enemies, Ahab was a nice person.
所以我们说亚哈的恶到底恶在哪里呢
？So when we say that Ahab was evil, what was he evil about?
他的恶就是允许他太太让偶像成为国家化。
His evil was that he allowed his wife Jezebel to make the idols the prominent in his country.
然后呢，又允许耶洗别破坏神的先知。
And he allowed his wife Jezebel to harm the prophets of God.
他们这个国家甚至出这个应该是有budget来养这些假先知
To the point that there's this kingdom budget.
Budget 就是有编预算用现在的话来讲就是他们来养这些假先知
That the kingdom actually sponsored these false prophets and kept them alive.
那这个亚哈的生命的特色，圣经讲他是卖了自己。
And so the Bible says that Ahab sold himself.
我们今天来谈三点，我们下个 slide 我们来谈三点
Let's look at three points today in the next slide.
他把自己卖给敌人卖给恶人。
That he sold himself to his enemies, to the evil ones.
他把自己卖给爱情。
That he sold himself to love.
他把自己卖给美丽的谎言。
And he sold himself to beautiful lies.
因为这样子，他成为历史上最恶的王。
Because of this, he is in history recorded as the most evil king.
我们下个 slide 我们就一点一点来学习。
So let's look at this point by point, starting from the next slide.
亚哈时代其实他常常打很多的胜仗。
Actually, Ahab fought many holy battles
slide,
in his life.
那这个敌人这个敌人其实是相当恶的一个敌人
Actually, his enemies were quite evil.
相当的高傲，也相当的贪婪。
They were very proud, and they're also very greedy.
我们来读一下这个二十章第一节到第六节。
Let's look at chapter 20, verses 1 to 6.
列王记上二十章第一节到第六节。
First Kings chapter 20, verses 1 to 6.
请读。
Verse 1, Now Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his forces together. 32 kings were with him, with horses and chariots. And he went up and besieged Samaria and made war against it too. Then he sent messengers into the city to Ahab, king of Israel, and said to him, Thus says Ben-Hadad, 3, Your silver and your gold are mine. Your loveliest wives and children are mine. 4. And the king of Israel answered and said, My lord, O king, just as you say, I and all that I have are yours. 5. Then the messengers came back and said, Thus speaks Ben-Hadad, saying, Indeed, I have sent to you, saying, You shall deliver to me your silver and your gold, your wives and your children. 6. But I will send my servants to you tomorrow about this time, and they shall search your house and the houses of your servants, and it shall be that whatever is pleasant in your eyes, they will put in their hands and take it.
这个敌人准备要打他的时候呢, 特别提到啊, 你的妻子儿女最美的通通归给我了。
When his enemy was about to fight against him, he said that your loveliest wives and children are mine.
没有办法了, 好了, 为了求和平给你了。
And Ahab had no other resort. He said, okay, in order to have peace, you can have them.
这个敌人说, 啊, 不够, 啊, 加上你这个仆人当中, 我心中看到喜欢的, 我通通要拿。
And the enemy said, that's not enough. You know what? I want your silver, your gold, and your servants.
啊, 意思就是要打他就对了啦。
Basically, he wants to fight him.
那后来亚哈跟这个大臣商量啊, 国家的人商量, 后来就说好吧, 只好打咯。
And so Ahab consulted with the people of his kingdom and decided, okay, I guess we'll have to fight him.
那13节就谈到一个先知的, 啊, 来见以色列王啊, 说, 啊, 这个神要帮助他打仗。
Verse 13, a prophet came to Ahab saying that God wanted to help him fight.
那14节, 啊, 亚哈问这个先知说要怎么打。
And in verse 14, Ahab asked him how he was going to help him fight.
啊, 结果这个先知跟他讲要怎么打, 要用这个海军陆战队来打, 不是啦齁。 就是特种部队来打了，就是一个省长的232名的啊，将啊这个阿兵哥来打。
And the prophet told him that it will be by the young leaders of the provinces, all 232.
那结果这一仗就打赢了。And
so they won that battle.
那结果以这个外邦人呐，啊，他们其实轻视天上的神。And
the Gentiles actually look very lightly upon the God in heaven.
我们来读23节。
Let's look at verse 23.
这是他们打输之后呢，这个亚兰王啊要再打一次。
This happened after they lost, the Syrians lost. The king said, let's fight them again.
请读23节。
Verse 23, then the servants of the king of Syria said to him, their gods are gods of the hills, therefore they were stronger than we. But if we fight against them in the plain, surely we will be stronger than they.
所以他们想说以色列人呢，都他们是住山上啊，所以他们的神是山神。They
felt that the Israelites lived in the hills, so their God is the God of the hills.
以色列人跟外国人打仗，古代的战争都是不只是人跟人的战争，是。
When the Israelites would fight against the kingdoms around them, it would often not just be country against country, but it would be the Israelites' gods against God against the others' gods.
因为他们，所以他们是山神，在平原战，我们一定会打赢啊。
And so if the Israelites' gods are gods of the hills, but we fight them in the plains, we'll win.
结果28节有个神人来见以色列王说，主这样说了。
And verse 28, a man of God came to Ahab. He said to him, God says,
亚兰人既然说我主是山神，不是平原的神了，所以我必将这一大群人都交在你的手中。他们就知道我是那是天上的神了。They
said the Syrians have said that God is God of the hills, but he's not God of the valley. Therefore, I will deliver him so that they will know that I am God.
这一仗他又打赢了。And
Ahab won again.
那打赢了之后呢，这个国王就要逃亡当中啊。And
so after this, the losing king had to escape.
那后来他们心中怎么想的呢？怎么他们怎么对自己讲的呢
？And as they're escaping, what did they say among themselves?
我们看31节。
Let's look at verse 31. Then his servant said to him, "Look now, we have heard that the kings of the house of Israel are merciful kings. Please let us put sackcloth around our waists and ropes around our heads and go out to the king of Israel. Perhaps he will spare your life."
32节。
Verse 32. So they wore sackcloth around their waists and put ropes around their heads and came to the king of Israel and said, "Your servant Ben-Hadad says, 'Please let me live.'" And he said, "Is he still alive? He is my brother."
你看这个亚哈王真的很仁慈哎。
You see how merciful Ahab was.
看到这个。 敌人啊，这个腰束麻袋、头套绳索，就是有个绳索套在头上，就是我给你牵着走的意思了。He
saw that his enemies had sackcloth around their waist and they had ropes around their heads.
然后呢，听到说这个敌人的王还在，他说：“哎，他还在啊，他是我兄弟。”And
he heard that the enemy's king was still alive. He said, "Is he still alive? He's my brother."
所以呢，真的是一个仁慈的王啊，就如他们所听到的，亚哈真的是一个仁慈的人呐。So
just as the enemies had heard, Ahab was a merciful king.
所以他对敌人仁慈啊，这个敌人是一个很恶的人，是一个藐视神的人。And
so he was very merciful to this enemy, this king, but this enemy was a very evil person.
啊，更严重的是，这个敌人呐，因为藐视神，是神定义要杀灭的人。And
what's even worse is that this enemy, since he had blasphemed against God, God had determined that he should die.
来，我们来读一下这个。
Let's look at verse 40. Let's look at 41.
请读41节。
And he hastened to take the bandage away from his eyes, and the king of Israel recognized him as one of the prophets.
42.
Then he said to him, Thus says the Lord, because you have let slip out of your hand a man whom I appointed to utter destruction, therefore your life shall go for his life, and your people for his people.
43.
43, so the king of Israel went to his house sullen and displeased and came to Samaria.
这件事情之后呢, 因为他对恶人仁慈啊, 那神就不高兴了。
After this, because he was nice to evil people, God was not happy.
啊, 一个神的先知啊, 就叫一个同伴说, 诶, 你打我吧。
And so a man of the prophet of God said to his companion, Hit me.
他说我不打你啊。
And his companion said, I'm not going to hit you.
哦, 因为你不听从神的话, 你一离开啊, 有狮子要把你咬死啊。
He said, Because you do not obey the word of God, then when you leave, a lion's going to eat you.
啊, 果然他一出去就被狮子咬死了。
And when he left, a lion really did kill him.
那先知的门徒又跟另外一个讲说, 诶, 你打我吧。
And so the prophet said to another person, hit me.
但是呢把他打这个先知的门徒打得打伤了。
And that person beat him so much that he was hurt.
那这个先知的门徒呢, 就这个, 哦, 脸就带一, 改头换目啦, 用头蒙眼啊, 那变一个, 变一个人的样子啊。
And so the prophet covered up his face and changed his face a bit so he looked like somebody else.
为什么他要这样做呢?
Why?
因为他是要王认识他了。
Because he wanted the king to recognize
啊, 他要化妆。
He wanted to put a little makeup
啊, 他的目的是用王的口来定他自己的罪。
His point was for the king to judge himself.
啊, 所以他就跟王说一个故事啊, 这个先知啊, 啊, 王认不出来, 他又跟王说一个故事啊。
So when the king didn't know who he was, he told the king a story.
他说呢, 这个, 啊, 我在前线的时候呢, 那有人叫我看守一个人啊, 那, 那个叫我看守人说, 如果你把他弄丢了, 你要赔他的性命。
He said that when I was on the front line, somebody told me that you must kill this person, and if you do not kill him, then you will pay with your own life.
啊, 结果我真的把这个人弄丢了, 怎么办呢?
And now I really did lose that person. What should I do?
啊, 这个王说, 你跟人家讲好了啊, 那你就要赔你的性命啊。
The king said, you already had an agreement. You have to pay with your life.
啊, 这个先知赶快把这个头巾拿下来,
and then
啊, 眼罩拿下来。
The prophet took off his mask, his cloth, so the king could see him.
哇, 王知道, 啊, 原来你骗我, 你是先知。
And king said, oh, you deceived me, you are the prophet.
啊, 要用你的嘴定你的罪。
But you have,
啊, 那个先知这样讲,
the prophet said, you have judged yourself of your sin.
因为你将我定要灭绝的人放弃啊, 你的命要代替他的命。
Because you have let slip out of your hand a man whom I appointed to utter destruction, therefore your life shall go for his life.
啊, 这个故事告诉我们什么东西呢?
What does this story tell us?
啊, 所以我们就知道说, 第一个, 我们就学习到说这个, 亚哈王哦, 真的是一个仁慈的人, 所以我们说他恶, 不是恶在他, 呃, 脾气很不好啦, 或者是这个, 呃, 常常出去杀人啊, 没道理的, 呃, 做这些恶事, 实在是他爱太多了。
First was that Ahab was not an evil man because he killed people or had a bad temper or did evil things. It was because he loved too much.
爱太多到那个神定义要灭绝那些藐视神的, 呃, 神定义要灭绝的人呢, 呃, 他也爱下去啊。
He was merciful so much to the point that he loved people whom God had appointed to utter destruction because they had blasphemed against God.
今天我们在新约时代, 当然旧约都是故事, 告诉我们新约的一些精神, 今天时代, 当然告诉我们说我们要, 耶稣是爱罪人, 啊, 是罪人的朋友。
Now we live in the New Testament. Jesus has told us that Jesus is a friend of sinners, but these Old Testament stories symbolize things for us to learn in the New Testament.
就是我们对罪啊, 真的要厌恶啊, 啊, 就是有关罪的事情我们要厌恶啊。
Which is that we must be extremely careful with anything that has to do with sin.
我们看诗篇的97篇第10节。
Let's look at Psalm 97, verse 10.
诗篇97篇第10节。
Psalm 97, verse 10.
97篇第10节。
97, verse 10.
97篇第10节。
Psalm 97, 10. You who love the Lord hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked.
这边特别提到你们爱神的人都当恨恶罪恶。
It says, you who love the Lord, hate evil.
所以在旧约啊, 神常常提到说, 你们常常哦, 不了解我的心意, 不懂得嫉恶如仇了。
So in the Old Testament, God often says that you do not understand my heart, you do not know how to hate evil.
所以你们常常杀了不应该杀的人, 救了不应该救的人啊。
So often you save those who should not be saved and kill those who should not be killed.
这个你是不了解神的心是什么?
Because you don't understand the heart of God.
那今天我们要了解到心意里面的, 我们了解神的心, 神是一个忌邪的神。
And so we have to understand the heart of God, that he is a...
Jealous God.
A jealous God.
他对恶是非常不喜欢的, 不喜欢我们沾染恶的。
And that he does not like that we touch or get close to evil.
所以我们常常讲神让以色列百姓到迦南地区要把所有的这个迦南人统统杀掉。
So we say that God had told the Israelites, when you go into the land of Canaan, you must kill all of the Canaanites.
这个教导我们什么东西呢？
What does that teach us?
因为迦南人当时做了很多的恶事。
Because the Canaanites had did many evil things.
啊，神呀，要让我们呢除恶务尽啊，不要留恶在我们的生命当中。
God wants us to completely destroy evil and not to leave any.
啊，不要因为我们太仁慈，把自己卖给了那些恶。
And not to sell ourselves to the evil because of our merciful hearts.
我这次到 RHTS 啊，看到一个年轻人的见证。
When I went to RHTS this time, I heard a young person's testimony.
啊，他说呢，他有些好朋友啊。
He said he has some good friends.
啊，到他们家去啊，他好朋友就开始抽嗑药。
And when his friends would come to his house, they would do drugs.
啊，那他说他也受影响。他虽然没有拿药，但是他也受影响啊。
And even though he did not take any, he was influenced by them.
那他说那个有时候他朋友会恶作剧啊。
And he said that sometimes they would
恶作剧啊，就是开玩笑啊，就是做一些闹事情啊。
They would just
fooling around,
just fool around.
有时候假装警察打电话给他的父母亲呢。
So they would pretend that a police officer was they would prank call his parents as police officers.
然后把他的朋友打到吐血。
And or they would beat each other until they're spitting blood.
啊，有些朋友他们是啊会骂人的，会讲脏话的。
And some people's friends curse and say bad things.
那我们会说这是我们的朋友啊，那是朋友，我不能没有朋友啊。
And we'll say those are our friends. I can't not have any friends.
啊，但是如果你对这个朋友本来他是一个很不好习惯的，你没有一个分别啊，很自然而然的你就会被影响。
But if you're not separated from these friends, you'll be easily influenced by them.
我们知道那个罪啊，一点点罪会影响大局。
We know that a little bit of sin will influence everybody in a big
way. 一点点笑会让整团花起来。
A little yeast will raise the entire loaf of bread.
一只苍蝇会让整锅粥都没有办法吃。
A small fly can make an entire bowl of soup inedible.
一片云可以把太阳阳光遮住。
One small cloud can cover the sun.
一根刺可以刺死人呢。
And one small thorn can kill a
person. 所以我们今天对恶啊，就是对这种恶绝对不可以仁慈。
And so we cannot have any mercy on sin.
我都遇到一位弟兄啊。
I met a brother.
他刚来信耶稣的时候，我很佩服他。他说他把他家里的电视扔掉。
When he first came to Christ, I thought it was very neat that he got rid of his TV.
我说电视到底有什么不好呢
？I said what's wrong with the TV?
然后电视常常有时候就是啊，浪费我的时间。然后有常常我觉得有一些影像啊，会影响到我的脑筋呢、啊。
He said that the TV makes me waste my time, and sometimes I'll see images on the TV that will influence my mind.
所以我看他大概。没有电视好几年了。
And so I think he hasn't had a TV now for a couple of years.
最近跟他一起做工作的时候，我看他没有带电脑，我说你怎么没有带电脑来
？And recently, as I worked with him, I noticed that he did not bring along a laptop, and I asked him, "Why don't you have your laptop?"
我说你为什么不带电脑呢
？I said, "Why didn't you bring your laptop?"
他说啊，这个电脑很麻烦，每次电脑我就觉得又很大。
He said, "This laptop is really annoying. Every time I have it, I feel like such a big burden."
那我说那你怎么 check 这个 email 呢
？So I asked him, "How do you check your email?"
他说等我太太在的时候我再 check 了。
He said, "When my wife's around, then I'll check it."
要不然就是呢，这个，我叫我太太帮我 check 了。
Or I'll ask my wife to check it for me.
其实电视跟网络都有一些好的东西，然后不是完全没有。
Actually, TV and the internet have some good things. It's not like it's all bad.
这个弟兄让我觉得很佩服，就是他觉得有什么东西影响他，他就要把它割掉就对了。
But what I thought was really neat about this brother was that whenever there's a little influence, he would cut the entire thing.
因为当一个诱惑的东西啊，罪的东西在你身边的时候，常常你要跟他产生抗拒啊，没有必要的那些哦，在那边叫你去做什么哦，你心里有一个不必要的抗拒啊。
Because when you have a little dirtiness or a little sin next to you in your life, you often have to be telling it that you don't want it to influence.
所以你们爱神的人要恨恶罪。
So you who love the Lord hate evil.
没有罪就一身轻了。
If you don't have evil, you don't have sin, you're clean.
所以你看哦，这个亚哈被这个先知一讲说，因为你晃了神定义要灭绝的人，你都没有代理他的命。
And so this prophet told Ahab that because you let live the person who God wanted to kill, you will pay with your own life.
那结果亚哈就闷闷不乐的回到宫里面去了。
And so Ahab went home sullen and displeased.
今天我们任何人跟罪沾染了一点点关系，我们的心呐、啊、就没有办法平静，就闷闷不乐。
Today, if anybody touches sin, then our hearts will become unpeaceful and sullen.
你看那个约拿哦，他不听神的话啊，就要搭船去他斯去。
You see how Jonah, because he disobeyed God, had to he went into a boat to try to escape.
那结果那个海里面就起了风浪了。
And then the seas began to have a storm.
他就在风浪当中啊，颠簸啊，在那边前行。
And on the boat, on the storm, he was shaken about.
常常我们的罪在我们心中，我们的心就开始起了一个风浪啊。
Often when sin is in our hearts, then there will be a storm inside our hearts.
我们的心就开始不平安啊，闷闷不乐，在那边颠簸了。
Our hearts will start to shake and not be peaceful.
啊，所以愿主耶稣帮助我们哦。
So may Jesus help us.
我们不要对恶人慈。
That we should not be merciful or love.
有什么坏的朋友，真的不要交往。
If there are any bad friends, we shouldn't be friends with them.
有什么坏的 media 哦，一些不好的媒体啊，我们真的要。用智慧知道在什么地方什么时候上网不要真的常常要对抗这些不好的诱惑
If there's any bad media we should know how to stay away from it to stay away from the internet at certain times
亚哈把自己卖给敌人卖给罪恶
Ahab sold himself to the enemy to evil
我们来看第二点、哦、
Let's look at the second point
亚哈把自己卖给爱情
Ahab sold himself to love
这个亚哈对他太太很好
Ahab was very nice to his wife.
其实后来先知为了复兴以色列人的信仰啊，这个以利亚先知啊，召亚哈上山。
And later on, Elijah, in order to revive the Israelites' faith, he took Ahab to a mountain.
那个亚哈亲眼看到以利亚怎么样祷告，怎么样让天火从天上降下来。
And Ahab saw with his own eyes how Elijah prayed and how fire rained down from heaven.
亚哈亲眼看到那个假先知啊，那些巴利的先知啊，跳啊跳整天啊，结果什么动静都没有。
And with his own eyes, Ahab saw all the hundreds of false prophets of Baal dance half a day and nothing happened.
他看到那个天火下来啊，把那个祭物，把祭物下面的柴，把柴下面的石头，把石头下面的水。天火一下来，通通把那些通通把它烧成灰烬。
And he saw how when the fire came down from heaven, that it burned up the sacrifice, it burned up the entire altar and the trench and the water around the altar.
当以利亚说来，我们把这些巴利的先知杀掉的时候，亚哈一句话也没有吭啊。
And when Elijah said, "Quick, catch every one of the false prophets of Baal and kill them," Ahab didn't say a word.
是以利亚跟亚哈讲说，哎，你去吃吃喝喝哦，我要到山上一躺，我要去求雨啊。
And Elijah said, "Go home, eat and drink. I'm going to go to the mountain and pray for rain." He said, just stay there and eat and drink. I'm going to go to the mountain and pray for rain.
结果真的，他吃喝以利亚祷告，真的看到突然之间呢、啊，啊，就下大雨啊。
And really, as he was eating and drinking there, and Elijah was praying, the rain started coming.
甚至以利亚没有在他下大雨之前跟他讲，你赶快套车下去，雨来了。
Actually, even right before the rain came, Elijah went and tell him, "Quick, get your chariot and get back to the city because the rain is coming."
亲眼看到以利亚他自己没有马车的哦。从后面怎么跑得比马还快，跑到他前面去了。
And Ahab saw with his own eyes how he was in a chariot with a horse, and Elijah came from behind him and ran and outran him back to the city.
以利亚一跑就跑到耶斯列去了。
And Elijah ran all the way back to Jezreel.
心里一定想说啊，这是亚哈哦，心里也改变了。你看他神的恩典这么大。
And Elijah must have thought, well, Ahab's heart must have changed. Look at the grace, the blessings of God.
结果亚哈回去做什么事情呢
？But what did Ahab do when he went back?
我们看十九章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 19, verse 1.
十九章第一节、第二节。
Chapter 19, verses 1 and 2.
十九章第一节第二节
19 verse 1 And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done also how he had executed all the prophets with the sword too Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying So let the gods do to me and more also if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time
他把好像刚刚看到那些神奇的作为、哦、看到太太、哦、太爱了就是把先知通出卖了真的诶你知道吗我刚刚在身上看到、哦、那个以利亚、哦、把你的先知通通杀光了啦
It's like how when he saw his wife, Jezebel, Ahab, could care less about all the power that he saw in the mountain. He just said, I saw how Elijah killed all of your prophets.
Oh, 那也许别说，哦，这个以利亚，明天我如果不杀他的话，愿我的神明重重处罚我。
And Jezebel is thinking, if I don't kill him by tomorrow, who knows what he'll do next?
这个神迹哦，这么大，改变不了以利亚心。他对这个太太的爱这么大，就是没有关系，把先知出卖了都没关系啊。
The power that he saw from God was not enough to change his heart, but when he saw his wife, the love he had for his wife.
所以如果真的，我如果是以利亚，我也会跑。真的，这个亚哈太没有用了。
Was enough for him to betray Elijah and God. So if I were Elijah, I would have run too, because Ahab really is just useless.
看到这么大的神迹，你的心还是在你太太身上。
You see such a great miracle, but your heart is still with your wife.
那不能这样子，这个亚哈还容许耶洗别啊啊这个卖拿啊，就是害拿伯啊。
And not only that, later Ahab allowed Jezebel to harm Naboth.
啊，我们来读一下这个二十一章。
Let's look at chapter 21.
二十一章，我们来从第三节开始读。
Chapter 21 from verse 3.
列王记上二十一章第三节。
First Kings 21 verse 3. But Naboth said to Ahab, "The Lord forbid that I should give the inheritance of my fathers to you."
第四节,
4. So Ahab went into his house sullen and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him, for he had said, "I will not give you the inheritance of my fathers." And he lay out down on his bed and turned away his face and would eat no food.
第五节,
5. But Jezebel his wife came to him and said to him, "Why is your spirit so sullen that you eat no food?"
第六节,
6. He said to her, "Because I spoke to Naboth the Jezreelite and said to him, 'Give me your vineyard for money, or else, if it pleases you, I will give you another vineyard for it.' And he answered, 'I will not give you my vineyard.'"
第七节,
7. Then Jezebel his wife said to him, "You now exercise authority over Israel. Arise, eat food, and let your heart be cheerful. I will give you the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite."
这个耶洗别真的是很厉害。
Jezebel was really something.
亚哈王他要跟拿伯换葡萄园。
Aboth wanted to trade Naboth for a vineyard.
结果拿伯说不可以，这是我主人留下来的产业，先人留下来的产业。
Naboth said, "No, I can't. This is the inheritance that my fathers had given me."
结果亚哈就闷闷不乐地回宫，躺在床上，脸向墙壁。
And so Ahab went home sullen and displeased, and then lay down on his bed.
吃完了时间了，不吃饭。
When it was time to eat, he wouldn't eat.
结果耶洗别看到国王这样子，问他为什么。
When Jezebel saw a king like this, he asked him, "What's going on?"
他说，你当王哦，都没有办法，连一个百姓你都对付不够吗？
She said, "You're the king. You can't take care of one of your people."
你放心吃饭了，我把他的财产拿来给你。
She told him, "Go eat. I'll get this inheritance."
结果亚哈就这个耶洗别就用计谋啊设这个假见证人，让亚哈让这个拿伯啊被石头打死。
And so Jezebel went and got some people to tell lies so that Naboth would be stoned.
结果亚哈王就要去。
And then Ahab went to take the vineyard. And God was very angry.
我们来看第17节。
Let's look at verse 17.
我说神的话临到以利亚了。
Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah.
你去到拿伯的葡萄园那边见亚哈了，对他这样讲。
He told him to go and rise and meet Ahab and tell him.
说对他说，主这样说，狗在什么地方给拿田拿伯的血，也必在什么地方舔你的血。
He told him that in the place where dogs lick the blood of Naboth, dogs shall lick your blood.
这个夫妻是一体的。
A couple is one body.
这个事情虽然不是耶洗别亲自做的。
Even though this was not something that Jezebel did with her own hands.
但是亚哈让他去做这个事情。
But Ahab let her go do this thing.
他们是同承生命的恩，现在是同承生命的恶。
They continue, they...
They call the evil together.
Oh, they did evil together.
不但这样子啊，而且我们刚刚提到说，他让耶洗别乱搞啊，让全国都去拜偶像了。
Not only that, before, like we mentioned, he allowed Jezebel to make the whole country worship idols.
我们读21章的25节。
Let's look at chapter 21, verse 25.
21章25节。
21, 25.
请读。
But there was no one like Ahab who sold himself to do wickedness in the sight of the Lord, because Jezebel, his wife, stirred him up. 26. And he behaved very abominably in following idols, according to all that the Amorites had done, whom the Lord had cast out before the children.
实际上特别讲，他是受了王后耶洗别的宠动。
The Bible says that he was influenced and stirred by his wife Jezebel.
所以这个实在是爱太太爱太多了。
So this really is loving his wife too much.
所以我们到底学到什么？
So what exactly have we learned?
弟兄姐妹，爱不是一味的讨人家喜欢而已。
Love is not something just so that we are liked by somebody.
爱有时候是当面的责备哦。
Love sometimes involves rebuke.
爱有时候是严严的管教，有时候是严谨的约束。
Sometimes love is a serious discipline.
不是一味的迎合，一味的赞美，一味的讨喜欢。
It's not just pleasing people or praising people.
哦，你说你身上有个毒瘤，你爱它，让这个毒瘤继续长下去吗？
You say that I have a tumor. A tumor, and if you say, "I love it," and just I'm just going to let it grow.
我说有一个姐妹结婚的时候，她跟她先生这样讲。
There is a sister who said to her husband when she first got married.
我说，我跟你结婚之后呢，耶稣是第一了，哦，你是第二。
She said, "Once I marry you, Jesus is number one. You're number two."
是爱是可以海枯石烂的，爱是可以至死不渝的，但是爱不可以违背真理的原则。
A love can do anything, but love cannot affect the truth.
所以耶稣讲啊，如果你爱孩子、爱太太超过我的，不配做我的门徒。
So Jesus said that if you love your wife and your children more than you love me, then you are not fit to be my disciple.
所以我们真的要注意，不要 爱我们所爱的人超过爱耶稣。
And so we must be careful not to love those who we love more than we love Jesus.
我最近收到一个见证，是一个同龄寄过来的。
Recently, I got a testimony that someone mailed to me.
一个姐妹啊，她十五岁，她是在中国大陆啊，就是在七十几年前呢、啊。十五岁的时候，她爸爸就叫她嫁一个人了。
This was about 70 years ago, where this sister was 15 years ago, where a sister was given to a man in marriage by her father.
This is about 70 years ago.
This was about 70 years ago. And she was 15 at the time.
那后来她了解到，她做嫁的对象啊，她爸爸要叫她嫁这户人家，是因为对方是真耶稣教会的信徒，他们也是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And there she found out that her father wanted her to marry this person because they were True Jesus Church members, and that person's family was also True Jesus Church members.
他爸爸是谈到这个家庭啊，因为嫁过去是信耶稣的，不会虐待他了，会给他会对他好这样子。
And her father felt that if we give you to somebody who's in the same church, then they will be nice to you and won't take advantage of you.
结果他后来知道那户人家哈、哦，要娶他那户人家很穷啊。
And later she found out that the family of her husband-to-be was very poor.
所以她就节食不嫁，节食三天不嫁，不吃不喝，就是说我不嫁了。
And so she went on a hunger strike for 3 days, saying, I'm not going to marry this guy.
那如果你是做爸爸的，哎呀，爸爸，这个像亚哈这样啊，爱自己的妻子啊，爱自己的女儿啊，啊，他要求什么都顺从，那你怎么办呢？
If you're like this father, if you're going to be like Ahab, I'm going to love my wife to the point that I'll do whatever she wants, then what would you do if you're?
把她嫁给外邦人吗？因为你爱她喽，那干脆嫁给有钱的外邦人算了。
Since I love my daughter, then should I just give her to a Gentile man who's really rich?
那个见证说，后来第三天呢、啊，节食第三天之后啊，啊，他做了一个异梦。
According to this testimony, on the third day, the girl had a nightmare.
异梦，异梦就是 dream 哈。
I'm sorry, she just had a dream.
哎，就是天使来找她了。
That an angel came to find her.
带她去看地狱哈。
And brought her to hell.
她说以前上教会，她根本没有信仰，没有基础，说有什么天堂地狱，她都不觉得有啦，是骗人的啦。
She had heard about heaven and hell in church, but she figured they were all just lies.
结果呢，她看到那个地狱哦，亲眼看到那个地狱哦，里面真的有很多人哦。在这个硫磺火湖里面
，and with her own eyes, she saw how there are many people who are in the burning flames in hell.
啊，有的人呢，虫在吃那些人呢、啊。
And she saw how there are worms eating these people.
他说那个虫啊，有的虫呢、啊，那个大小跟他们草鞋一样大，而且吃到这个嘴唇把它吃掉了，牙齿都凸出来了。
She said that some of these worms are the same size as their fingers.
草鞋哈、哦、，their shoes.
Oh, as big as their shoes, and the worms would just eat their bodies.
哎。很可怕就对了啦。
And it was very scary.
然后那个天使又带她去看天国。
And then the angel took her to heaven.
看到那个哇，那个建筑很漂亮，天使守着。
And she saw how the angels were in heaven and the buildings were beautiful.
她很想进去啊。
And she wanted to go in.
天使说不行，等到你以后、哦、活到老的时候、哦、死的时候再来啊。
And the angel said she wanted to go in, but the angel said no. Wait till you live till you're old and then you can come.
她说你怎么知道我会活得很老呢？
And she said how do you know I'm going to live till I'm old?
结果她写这个见证，她现在七十五岁了。我仔细算一下。
I counted and when she wrote this testimony, she was 75 years old.
果然活得很老了。
So she did.
那天使跟她讲说、哦、你要嫁给那户人家了。
Now the angel told her, you're going to marry that brother.
你嫁给那户人家以后，你就可以到这边来了。
And after you marry him, if you marry him in the future, you'll be able to come here.
因为他们是爱神的家庭。
Because that is a family that loves God.
那因为这个异梦呢，后来她终于嫁给这个人家。
And because of this dream, she was willing to marry.
其实，在那个意象当中呢，天使跟她讲说，你不用担心，以后那个。他说他嫁那个村庄哦，很穷，而且旁边都是坟墓。他说你不用担心，以后那个地方哦会变成很漂亮的城市，很多白色的墙，会变成个白色的城市这样子。
And actually, the angel told her in this vision that don't worry. Right now, this man's family lives in a poor village with around cemeteries. But in the future, that's going to become a beautiful white city.
哎，他现在七十五岁了。
She's 75 now.
后来嫁过去，他说他们一辈子的目标，虽然刚开始很辛苦，但是他们心中就以追求神做他们生命的目标。
And she said that after she married him, even though their life really was difficult in the beginning, they continued to pursue God as their goal.
我们看到这个爸爸妈妈哦，没有说爱这个女儿哦，然后就 yield in， 然后让她去做她自己喜欢的事情。
We see that these parents did not love their daughter to the point where they figured let's let her do whatever she wants.
这是我们可以思考的一个问题。
This is something we can think about.
我们再看亚哈哦，他卖给谎言。
Now let's look back at Ahab and how he sold himself to beautiful lies.
我们来看22章。
Let's look at chapter 22.
22章第5节到第8节。
Chapter 22, verses 5 to 8.
22章第5节到第8节。
Chapter 22, verses 5 to 8. 5. Also, Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, please inquire for the word of the Lord today. 6. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said to them, shall I go against Ramoth-Gilead to fight, or shall I refrain? So they said, go up, for the Lord will deliver it into the hand of the king. 7. And Jehoshaphat said, is there not still a prophet of the Lord here, that we may inquire of him? 8. So the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, there is still one man, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord. But I hate him, because he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say such things.
后来亚哈呢、要去打这个他放掉的那个敌人呢。
Later Ahab wanted to go fight this enemy that he had let go.
他找他的亲家、耶沙法跟他一起去打仗。
So he went to find his relative, King Jehoshaphat, to fight with him.
结果这个亚哈叫400个先知来问。
And so Ahab brought 400 prophets to inquire.
小弟认为这400个先知是亚瑟拉的先知。
I believe that these 400 prophets are prophets of Asherah.
Yeah, 为什么呢
?Why?
你是一读圣经啊亚瑟拉的先知编制是400个人一组啦。
Because if you read, study the Bible, you find that the prophets of Asherah were always grouped by 400.
那第二个原因就是耶沙法要求要有一个神的先知来问。
And he got them because Jehoshaphat said, let's get a prophet to ask him.
那结果亚哈就是不信这个神的先知他宁愿信那些美丽的谎言。
But Ahab did not want to believe the prophet of God. He wanted to believe the beautiful lies.
这些谎言呢、是什么他们讲这些话从哪里来的呢这个先知天上的神的先知跟他们这样讲。
And where the prophet of God told them where the beautiful lies came from.
在19节这样记载、
In verse 19 it says,
这个神的先知看到天上一个宝座万军势立在神面前。
That the prophet saw the Lord sitting on his throne.
然后呢神就说谁要引诱这个亚哈去受死呢去战场受死呢
And the Lord said, who will persuade Ahab to go up that he may fall at Ramoth-Gilead?
21节请读
Verse 21, then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him.
22节
22, then the Lord said to him, in what way? So he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, you shall persuade him and also prevail.
23节
Go out and do so. 23, therefore look,The Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these prophets of yours, and the Lord has declared disaster against you.
这个真先知是讲实话的。
This prophet was telling the truth.
甚至跟他讲天上那个异象的情形，你知道吗？那些四百个先知都是讲谎话的。
And he even told them what it looked like in heaven when this happened and how these 400 prophets were lying.
神让一个说谎言的灵进到你们这些四百个先知让你们都说谎话。
How God allowed a lying spirit to come into these people so that these false prophets would lie.
但是大家都喜欢听好听的话。
But everybody likes to hear nice words.
实话有时候是会得罪人的，不讨人喜欢的。
Often the truth is not desired by people. The truth.
所以亚哈王跟耶沙王说：“你看这个人哦，老是说吉言不，老是说凶言，不说好话，说不说好听的话。”
So Ahab said to Jehoshaphat, "Didn't I tell you that this prophet always says these bad things? He never says anything good."
后来甚至把这个真的先知把他关起来。
And so Ahab locked up this true prophet.
后来出去听了这个谎言，出去打仗，果然是被射死了。
And after he listened to the lying prophets, he went out and fought and died in that battle.
所以、我们、要注意，今天我们来到神的面前、我们、不要光要听那些虚谎的言语哦。
And so we must be careful when we come before God today. We should not always seek after soothing words.
我们来看以赛亚书三十章第十节。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 13, verse 10.
以赛亚书三十章第十节。
Sorry, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 10.
以赛亚书三十章第十节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 10.
三十章第十节。
30, verse 10.Who say to the seers, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us right things, speak to us smooth things, prophesy deceits.
我们有时候到教会都希望多听一点笑话啦，或是一些好听的就可以了，祝福的话。
When we come to church, sometimes we want to hear a joke, or we want to hear something that sounds good.
保罗说，难道我把实话跟你们讲，我就成为你们的敌人吗？
And Paul said, do I become your enemy just because I tell you the truth?
那个真正的神的仆人按圣经上说话对是就说是不是就说不是。
When a true man of God speaks the word of God, then he says yes when it's yes and no when it's no.
所以如果有人跟我们讲一些比较正直的话我们要试着把那些 比较难听进去的话也要把它听进去。
And so somebody tells us words of truth, we should listen as hard as it is to accept.
我们中国人说中原是逆耳苦良药是苦口的。那个诚实的话有时候听起来很难听啊那个好的药有时候吃起来是很苦的。
They say that good medicine is often bitter, but good, nice words are sweet.
在这个时代大家都喜欢听美丽的谎言。
In the society in these times, people like to hear nice, beautiful lyrics and words.
我在网络上读了一个故事。
I read a story online.
有一个老人家相当有年纪了。
There is an elderly person.
也得了绝症啊。
Who got a terminal illness.
那有个人跟他讲实话说你哦年纪大了精神也很不好了皮肤也皱了那也得了结症了你大概活不久了。
And somebody told him the truth, you're getting old, your skin is wrinkled, and you have a terminal illness, you're probably going to die soon.
结果这个人就很难过。
And this person was very upset.
那一个人他就来跟他讲一些比较好听的谎言
了。And then someone else came to him and told him some nice words.
他说这个人啊这个他其实也可以是个骗子了。
He said, he was a cheater, a liar.
他跟他讲说，你真的是我看过最美丽的女人了。
He said, "You're actually the most beautiful woman I've ever seen."
你的精神看起来很好啊。
And you look like you have a lot of energy.
你嫁给我吧。
Why don't you marry me?
这个人就很高兴啊。
And so she was very happy.
结果过一个月之后，这个女人真的死掉了。
And so a month later, this woman actually died.
她写了两封信，一封给那个诚实人，一封给那个说美丽谎言的人。
And she had written two letters, one to the person who told her the truth, one to the person who told her the nice words.
她说你对我实在是非常实在。
She wrote, 实在。
对那个说诚实话的人说 ,You are very honest to me.
She said to the one who was honest to her, you were very honest to me.
所以我把我一辈子留下来的齁。我现在死掉了，我把一辈子留下我的日记，通通给你了，因为你这个人很实在，你可以看我的日记。
And so now that I'm dead, I will everything I have to you.
他记了很多的日记啊，他把这个日记本都送给这个实在的人了。
日记
是 diary.
And so she said, I have written a lot in my diary before, so I give you my diary so you can read my thoughts.
留一封信啊，遗书啊，给这个讲谎言的人了。
And then she also wrote a letter to the person who had lied to her.
她说我这生命的末期哦，你还讨我的喜欢哈。
She said that in my last days, my final days, you had come and tried to make me like you.
讨我的喜欢，让我很高兴。
You came and you tried to make me happy.
所以我把我所有的遗产统统留给你。
So I give you all of my possessions.
这个人得了，所以一个人说美丽的谎言的人得了所有的遗产，讲诚实话的人得了所有的日记簿了。
And so the person who lied got all of her wealth, but the person who told the truth got a diary.
这告诉我们什么
？What does that tell us？
现在的人哦，都喜欢说好听的话。
People these days like to hear nice, smooth words.
没有人喜欢讲伤害人的实话。
Nobody wants to hear hurtful truths.
但是啊，在神的国度里面不是这样子的。
But it's not like this in the kingdom of God.
所以我们如果有人跟我们讲实话，我们要把它把它吞下去。
So if somebody tells us the truth, we should swallow it.
有时候不要被美丽的谎言骗了。
And we should not be tricked by beautiful lies.
亚哈最后怎么死的
？How did Ahab die in the end?
听信了美丽的谎言。
He heard and believed the beautiful lies.
最后他就死在美丽的谎言当中。
And he died in those beautiful lies.
对我来讲，亚哈真的是一个好人。
To me, Ahab actually was a good person.
这个好不是他宗教性的好。
And it was not good because he was religious.
因为太好了，所以变得很坏啊。
But it's that he was so nice that he was evil.
他对敌人太好了。
He was too loving to his enemies.
最后神说：“你忘了我定要灭绝的人。
So God said that who you let, because you let him slip, I will destroy you.
他对太太太好了。
He was too nice to his wife.
所以他最后神都可以不要了。
And so in the end, he didn't even want God.
他太太把任意作恶，把全国的偶像化。
His wife did all the evil and turned the entire country to idols.
耳根太软了，对谎言哦，听得太舒服了。
And the words that he heard were just too soothing.
弟兄姐妹，这个世界充满了好听的谎言哦。
Brothers and sisters, this world is filled with smooth words.
比如说，只要我喜欢，没有什么不可以。
For example, as long as I like it, there's nothing I can't do or have.
或者是说，真的有时候婚姻遇到问题，人家跟你讲，以及痛苦一生哦，不如就离婚算了。
Or if I have a problem in my marriage, somebody says, you know what, you just get a divorce.
小心，这个可能成为我们属灵的致命伤。
We must be careful. This can harm us in our spiritual lives.
亚哈卖了自己。
Ahab sold himself.
我们不要卖自己。
Let's not sell ourselves.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.